And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our great friend and former Muslim, now a diligent Bible-believing born-again Christian, Sam Rasool. Send him to Sam. Talks about life realities and real estate in studio. Also, later on today, the professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider, also going to join us in today's Facebook post, How to Be a Different Christian.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Well, I did have a colonoscopy on Friday, so that's a personal revelation. Spiritual observations. Well, this isn't spiritual, but I am glad it's over. Life's insanities. Did I tell you about my colonoscopy that I had on Friday? And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-247-3866. K-Praise. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for ISA News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake has joined Tennessee Senator Bob Corker in announcing that he will not seek re-election in 2018. Flake says his decision to leave the Senate was not an easy one.
It must also be said that I rise today with no small measure of regret. Regret because of the state of our disunion. Regret because of the disrepair and destructiveness of our politics.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded that it's probably a good move for GOP Senators Bob Corker and Jeff Flake to leave the Senate.
The voters of these individual senator states are speaking in pretty loud volumes. I think that they were not likely to be reelected. And I think that shows that the support is more behind this president than it is those two individuals.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 168 points to 23,442. The NASDAQ rose 12, the S&P advanced 4. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasool here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
You live in a nice neighborhood or condominium community, but that isn't enough. You need to know your board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment. Community Associations Institute can help. Visit responsiblecommunities.com to learn more.
Over 70 million Americans have unhealthy blood pressure levels. Are you one of them? Introducing Berkeley Life, a 100% drug-free cardiologist-recommended supplement to help maintain normal, healthy blood pressure while supporting energy and vitality. Now, for a limited time, try Berkeley Life free.
Call 800-961-2043.
A key to maintaining healthy blood pressure is your body's nitric oxide levels. Berkeley Life helps to boost nitric oxide levels naturally. The breakthrough is from a discovery which won a Nobel Prize in Medicine on nitric oxide levels in the bloodstream. Berkeley Life includes free saliva test strips to see your levels instantly. Now there is a supplement you test yourself and can see it's working. In a consumer study, 91% felt healthier after taking Berkeley Life for just 3 weeks. Here's Dan, an actual Berkeley Life user.
The supplements are easy to take, more energy, more clarity. I don't have to worry about my blood pressure levels anymore, and the results are fantastic.
Get your free 30-day supply. Call 800-961-2043. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-961-2043. 800-961-2043.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. One of the interviews that are going to be on my last of target list is right now. Kind of a sad little note there, because the Palestinian Christian and the Jewish Christian have been doing a lot of good stuff, good radio, good talking, good sharing, good ministry. And there is nobody better in real estate than Sam Rasul. Nobody.
Thank you.
I just stand by that all day long. You already know you can go to thinksam.com for those that are like, what's his phone number? His phone number is thinksam.com. No, his phone number is 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com, and we've told you about 16,000 times, if it's not for you, because it probably isn't, could be, but probably not. Probably somebody in your little sphere of, you know, maybe Aunt Gertrude, maybe it's in Bible study, maybe it's, you know, fellowship group, maybe it's a knitting group. I don't know. It could be that, too.
I just had a pastor, I wish I remembered his name. I feel terrible now. First Baptist, I think, of Escondido.
Uh-huh.
He just referred somebody from his church, asked him, we want to sell our house. Who should we talk to? You and I, I've never met the pastor. He said, oh, this is a guy I hear on the radio all the time. He sounds like a good guy. You should meet with him and give him a chance.
That's right.
We're going to help him sell their house.
That's why we say, send him here, Sam.
And we're going to give back to his church.
Well, see, now how cool is that? That somebody can sell a house and then you take that portion that you give back and you give it right to the church that they're going to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, because they're going to sell the house regardless.
Regardless. And we're not charging him any extra commissions. My fees are just like anybody else's. We're negotiable. We work out a good deal that's for everybody. And then from that point, we go, okay, now from that, the portion goes to ministry. So it's not like we're building that in. That would be horrible to do anyway.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dishonest. And that's good that you do it that way, though. And I've actually had somebody in Salem Corporate, when I told him what we were doing, and he'd heard one of the shows and heard your commercial.
Yeah.
He was like, that guy really does that? I'm like, yeah, we got checks and this and that. And he goes, oh, I can't believe we didn't promote that. I'm like, I can't believe you didn't promote that either.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm hoping some of this stuff doesn't come out over the next 8 days.
Yep.
Talk to me, my friend. Real Estate San Diego, just as bizarre as can be. What's going on?
Real Estate San Diego is, it seems to be picking up a little steam as we come into October. By that, I mean buyers seem to be active. September was a weird month. It was slow. Number of sales were kind of dropping, but there was not a lot of inventory. So it seems like it's starting to pick up a little bit. We still need inventory. That's still the biggest issue that we have. And by that, I mean, I look at the numbers on a monthly basis, month over month, year over year. We are probably, I think I looked at it last time, it was from September 15 to September 17, 2 years. It's probably, we have almost a 50% drop in the number of available
wow.
homes to sell. It might have been 40%, but a pretty good size number.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. So you're just, there's just not a lot of homes to sell. So, you know, again, people, but when there's good homes out there, they're being bought. You know, they're being bought. So it's definitely is still a good time to buy. Interest rates are still low. And, you know, like I said, we've always talked about this. As a home buyer who wants to live in a home, don't try to time the market. Just buy a home and live in it.
Right.
Don't worry about it. 5 or 10 years down the road, who knows what the market will do. If you're an investor, I'll have a different conversation with you. It might sound different.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people, though, who are looking to get into a house to recognize that if you get into the house, every one of us should know a little bit about the book of James. Every one of us should know, well, we're going to do this for a year, and then we're going to do this for 5 years,
Lord,
and we're going to do this for this.
Willing.
Like, sure.
Yeah.
Sure you are.
Right.
There won't be any hiccups in your plan at all. God's just going to let every duck yeah. line up perfectly.
He'll say, oh, thanks for telling me that because I didn't have a plan already in place for you.
I'll just fill in the dots.
Thanks for letting me know. I lost your file.
I've been busy with other files. No, that's not how it works.
All right. So from a real estate point of view, good time to buy, but to sit. If you're going to buy, stay. If you're going to sell, great time to sell. So there's no issue on that. What's the deal on the interest rates? I heard 1,500 times going up, going down.
Going up. They're going to go up. I mean, the Fed has said they will raise in December. So I think that's going to be happening December. We'll see another one in whatever that is, February or March. So then we're going to see a consistent rate hike happening over the next 6, 8, 12 months. So as long as the economy continues the way it is, which I think it will. But again, that just for buyers, you just got to buy when you can buy. For sellers, you know, same thing. If you're thinking of, for sellers, I'd say, hey, look, if you've got a one-year time frame to sell, maybe you shorten that to 6 months. Right, because rates do start to affect you, and if prices come down, then you're going to look back and go, "Well, I left 10% on the table when I shouldn't have." So, if you have the ability as a seller to move sooner, I would certainly recommend it. There's nothing wrong with that, and let us help you get the property ready. The people we met with in Escondido from this pastor, he had in his mind that he was going to do all these things to the house, and I could just tell we're walking through the house, and he's just I could see the anxiety of all the things that he thought he was going to do. Finally, I sat him down and I said, Lou, we're not doing any of this. He's like, what do you mean? I said, Lou, there's just too much to do. I said, let's not worry about it. I said, for us to go through that process, your life will be miserable. We're going to put 20 in. You're going to get 25 back. I said, do you really want to go through that? I said, I'll front the money. I said, do you really want to go through all of it? Because you can't just do, you know, because he was talking about, well, I'm going to paint this and I'm going to fix that, but I'm not going to do that. I said, well, then we're not getting any return. I said, the house still sells for the same price. And he just didn't see that. And finally, he's like, oh, I get it. It's either a finished product or it's not a finished product. Rarely do I suggest a lot of in-betweens unless it's minor, it's cosmetic, it's landscape, it's simple, it's decorating. It's things that won't cost a lot of money that can bring up value. Then I'll suggest that. But all that comes from calling me and saying, hey, can you come out and look at our house before we sell it next week, next month, next year? Let me give you some guidance before you make those decisions.
How long when somebody calls you up and says, hey, I just want to talk to you, I want to meet with you, how long do those meetings take?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, and it doesn't really matter where they're located. You just drive out to where they're at or you meet somewhere or something?
I was in San Marcos 2 weeks ago, Escondido, Chula Vista. Well, it doesn't make a difference to me.
All right, so it's kind of all over. Anything happening in real estate that is, besides that inventory number, which I think is pretty interesting, that it's a kind of, even if it's a 40 or 35% difference,
it's
that's enormous.
Yeah, it's a big number.
Is there anything in the real estate realm that's surprising you, or is it pretty cyclical where it just kind of repeats the pattern? It just does it sometimes faster and sometimes slower.
The only thing I'd say that's interesting right now is we're when we look at kind of the big long-term chart, now you can kind of look at the chart, meaning a normal 5% growth rate. Well, you see the chart, it has a really big up spike, right, in 2005, 2007, to that range. Then you see this just ginormous roller coaster drop down to this trough. Well, now the trough has come all the way back up past the peak and is moving now up. Well, when you kind of connect, not past the top, but when you connect kind of this, if you got, here's what I'm saying. If you took that chart and just chopped off the artificial high that we had, which happened because of bad lending, and you chop off the artificial low that we had called the recession because of bad lending, if you chop those two off, you actually have a regular real estate market.
So you just eliminate those extremes, and it's just been going
the way
it's been going.
It's been a regular real estate market. Home values have been going up, meaning buyers shouldn't be panicked and go, well, if I buy now, it's going to drop again like it did in 2007 or 5 or whatever it was. That was a one-time lifetime, hopefully a one-time lifetime occurrence that we're not going to repeat again at that extreme.
That was my next question, so I'm really glad that you answered it that way. So they really did get quite creative with loans.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were like going, can I have a loan? Do you have a pulse?
Yep.
And then, okay, the answer is yes. And so I think that got really weird. Are they going to not to the degree that they did, but are they ever going to loosen up some of that loan scenarios? Not to get to where it was, but are they going to pull it back? Or are they just going to leave things in place? This is the cement bottom. You got to make this much. You got to have this much. You got to do this much. I mean, what is that future?
No, I think that they'll find a creative, safe way to allow people to enter the market, because it's still very hard to own a home just because of the cost. People don't have as much money down. But what they could do is still protect great, meaning still require very good equity, very good income levels, good credit. But possibly, why not? Maybe now it's, hey, maybe the 30-year mortgage is the thing of the past. Maybe we need to think about 40-year mortgages.
You know? That would make a big difference.
It would make a huge difference. And I don't understand why the banks don't do it. It's like, wait a minute, you guys are going to make more money. I mean, you're just collecting interest
really 10 more years
for a longer time.
Yeah,
what,
it's a
what
smaller
do you care?
Amount, but it's 10 more years. I mean, how do you? Yeah.
I'm not an economist, so I'm not sure why they don't do that. But that could be a way to go. Okay, let's loosen. Maybe you do that for price points, certain higher price points, to loosen up those markets.
Yeah. You know,
but without really loaning to people who shouldn't be loaned to.
Yeah, got it. All right, a couple of things I want you to know. ThinkSam.com, ThinkSam.com. Watch this, word association, real estate. ThinkSam.com, real estate. ThinkSam.com, real estate. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. We're going to take a short break, come back and talk about the realities of life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
What do you say when you're asked about abortion, suicide, euthanasia, and capital punishment? You know how you feel, but can you share your thoughts effectively, compassionately? Do you know what the Bible says? Now you can, with the help of Pastor Philip DeCourcy from Know the Truth Radio.
Not all killing is murder. There is a distinction between taking innocent life and taking the life of those guilty of heinous crimes.
Pastor Philip wants you to have a free USB flash drive with his biblical teachings on matters of life and death. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword life.
When God dies in the mind of a culture, man dies.
Pastor Philip confronts the moral issues of our time in matters of life and death. It could help you influence others to preserve, not destroy, life. Ask for your free USB flash drive.
Log on to kprz.com, keyword life. That's kprz.com, keyword life.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real, tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27th. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
For over 35 years, the faculty at Trinity Law School has taught the law with a Christian worldview that has been ignored or abandoned at many law schools. Located in Southern California, Trinity has just introduced a new online Master of Legal Studies degree for those who don't want to become attorneys but know that knowledge of the law is in high demand. You can learn more at tls.edu/radio. That's tls.edu/radio. Trinity Law School. Make justice your mission.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where Sam Rousseau has been on the show 100 times and didn't realize the mic was live.
Well, I'd like to mention my team, so I'm going to now.
Yeah, now you're really going to mention the team. Okay, couple things to tell you. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com is the website. 858-7801-SAM is the phone number. Now, it's only if you're interested in something that has to do with any form of any capacity in any element of real estate, or you're looking for somebody to share a testimony in your church who has a background of being born into the Muslim culture and then became a Bible-believing born-again Christian.
Yeah, if you have a small group or a men's group or at your church, if you want me to come and give my testimony, I'm happy to do it. I've done it before.
Yeah, it's been cool to do. Every group that's had you has been really blessed by it, so every one of them has conveyed a big thank you. Yeah. All right, I just want to talk about your company so people don't have an idea. I don't think I've ever asked you. You have a team. Mm-hmm. And then you have people that you work with in the lending realm and in the appraisal realms and all these other real estate realms.
Yeah.
How many people, before we get to your specific team, how many people do you work with in the big circle? I mean, with all those people.
Well, it's probably, you've got a lender, you've got assistants, you've got probably 20 people that are in my world at all times.
Okay. What's your immediate team?
Well, so my immediate team was my wife, because she's the boss of everything and love her for it. Without her, nothing happens. But she's the foundation. I have Michelle Ridley, who's my operations manager. She's a great lady, does our listings and managing and marketing. Jim Bernstein, who's my senior sales associate. He's kind of my counterpart. I can't be everywhere at all the time. Jen Howard's another agent on the team. And then we have Amanda Hundley, who does our transactions. So she's kind of our back end paperwork, everything getting done through escrow. So we've got a really good team that helps the process, and they're great people, and I love them, and they're just fabulous. And thank you for all that you guys do. If you're listening, they're probably not. They're working.
They probably shouldn't be listening. I'm kidding. That's just a joke.
It's a good team.
You guys get together. You have spiritual moments there.
Well, I've just in the last few years, I decided I was just going to once a week, usually a Monday meeting or Tuesday meeting. We'd stand up and we're going through our files and kind of working through. And I just, before I do that, I just say, I'm going to pray for our team and our clients. And I just do it. And before I hire somebody, I tell them, I say, hey, but just so you know, and if you're not comfortable with it, I can't force people to be involved. And I say, if you're not comfortable with it, just, you're welcome to step out, or you're welcome to stay part of it. And nobody steps out, and our team just, and everybody I just say a quick prayer for the team and what we're doing and our families and their lives, and because it's more than just business. I mean, we're in life together too. So
yeah, you spend a lot of time together. I mean, there's a great deal of time that people spend with their coworkers, which is why it's a little bit of a shame that we get to a place where you work. Like, I've been here for 5 years. I try and pray for every person that I've met over the entire 5 years. The list gets big,
right?
But so then I'll start grouping.
Yeah,
that's the only way to do
all
it.
All of you
point.
On the third floor,
yeah, exactly.
Except that one in the coffee. I didn't like you very much.
What about in your individual transactions and process, you use prayers as kind of one of your tools, don't you?
Yeah, I should probably do more now that you mention it. Some of my clients, no, I'm not kidding. You said tools, but I'm kidding. We don't want them. No, some of the transactions are really, I mean, they can get kind of stressful. I mean, people are buying and selling a home. That's the biggest financial thing in their lives. They're just, everybody's just usually stressed and we're moving and things, anything that's going wrong. I try to pray for it, but I probably should do it more just to keep people.
Have you ever been in a situation where the deal was so far out that you were like, okay, well, I mean, I'm really, unless there's something that happens from God,
yes,
there's nothing that's going to happen. And then something happens from God.
You know, it's funny because I just had a deal where there was the sellers were just, they were my sellers, and they just, and looking back now, they're going through divorce and there's a lot of emotion, but it was like everything they did, they just resisted every advice I gave them to the point that I almost said, you know what? I'm just going to let you crash and burn here over the $600 that you're about to have me. And it was basically, they were telling me to tell a buyer, we're just not going to do this little $600 thing on $1 million sale. And so God stepped in and said, no, Sam, tomorrow morning, you're just going to tell them that you're just going to take care of it and you're going to close this, and this deal is going to close. But the other side of me, the little devil, wanted to say, you know what? Okay, fine. I'm going to let, since you just won't listen to me, I'm going to let you crash and burn. But then I thought, all right, is it, so sometimes, God steps in and stops me from doing things.
So sometimes the flesh does have to be challenged.
Right.
In the business realm, let that be a lesson to all of you who are doing that on a more constant basis. You probably want to insert God into the situation a little more often.
And get the pride out of it.
I can't remember, and forgive me, because we have done just a ton of interviews over the time. What was it about real estate that you were like,
it happened by chance. It was never.
What happened?
I got out of college and I had a degree in journalism. I don't think you know that. But
no, I did not know that. What happened to that? No,
well, here I am. I don't know. San Diego State University, journalism, public relations minor. And I got out of college and I'm like, well, now what do I do? I got a job being a marketing director for my wife's uncle, she wasn't my wife then, but who was in real estate. And I just fell into it. And I just kept doing it and kept doing it. And as you know, in my book, I talk about how I left and wanted to be a pilot. And that's a whole other story. And then
that's a very good story.
9/11 happened. So I got back into real estate because that's all I knew how to do.
Yeah. And is that where you met your wife? That was the process of meeting your wife?
Met her through.
So real estate really opened up a living for you, a ministry for you, a family for you. I mean, the Lord used it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's a powerful
I met
tool.
You through it, all these fine listeners.
Well, that's why the Lord brings us through these trials to get us to teach us about endurance and loving and going through the process. Now, you've been a fantastic client. So I pray, what I do every day is I pray for the people of the station, then I pray for the people that I work with and deal with at a larger extent. Then I always pray for my clients. And that's the one that gets a little bit more, you know, bless them because they've been a blessing to me. You get into that in that process. You did a great job. So everybody who has not taken advantage of using your service, I just cannot recommend anybody more than I'm recommending
and you.
You
will be missed more as a friend to me than a partner in this show that we do because you just been fun and you're super genuine. So that's what I really. You're authentic, and I respect that, and I love it, and you're going to be missed sorely.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, one thing
they know you're leaving, right?
Yeah, no, they
okay. don't. Because they know now.
We're doing it. They know now. No, we're doing the countdown.
Okay.
And the very last show, I think we're going to do a couple of clips, you know, specifically the Christmas. That's the one that I really want to do. I don't know if I'm going to end with that or not, but that's when I got my first Christmas tree in Colorado. That was I'm not going to tell you, but other than, let's just say, it's a very sacrificial story. So you've done well. You're doing well. What do you see for Sam? What do you see for Sam Rasul in 10 years. Same thing, growing, kind of staying the same. I mean, what do you see?
You know what? Hey, I'm a businessman because there's no such thing as staying. You're either growing or you're going backwards. I mean, that's life, too. There's no people talk about, oh, well, I'm just going to stay here. Well, the world's moving on. So if you're standing still, then you're going backwards. So from a business standpoint, no, I'm gonna keep doing it until God says, okay, we're done with this, and then I will have created a business that my team and other people who will come into my life can still run without me there all the time. I'll still be, there, but that's 10 years. I'm 46, man. I'm nowhere near being done.
Got a way to go.
Huh? I got a way to go.
You only got 4 years for your colonoscopy.
Yeah. Wow.
Ask me about that. All right,
I'm
ladies
not gonna.
And gentlemen. I just want to put it behind me.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for putting it in front of us.
Not a problem. ThinkSam.com. That's his website. You know who he is. He's one of our favorite people on the show, a Palestinian Christian and a Jewish Christian getting together, loving Jesus. You can't beat that in any capacity. 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, thinksam.com. If it's not for you and for somebody else, we say send them to Sam. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. And we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Been a privilege.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Experience resident life, worship in chapel, sit in on classes, meet current students and faculty, participate in events, and enjoy San Diego Christian College. Register to experience college for a weekend at San Diego Christian on October 26th through the 28th. College for a Weekend offers a great opportunity to visit the beautiful campus and immerse yourself in the SDC community and truly experience what life at SDC is all about. You'll have an opportunity to learn about the financial aid resources that are available to you, speak to SDC coaches if you're interested in athletics, and converse with professors from the major of your choice. Visiting the college that you're interested in can be an important step in deciding on the right school for you. We believe that San Diego Christian provides so much more than just a great education. Don't just take our word for it. Join us for College for a Weekend and see firsthand the exciting things happening at SDC. Learn more at sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I build a big tall house with the rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That play by our very own Todd, Tugboat Todd, especially for our good friend Marty Schneider, who is a legend, not just in his own mind. That is true, too. But he is also a legend to us. We are greatly thankful and greatly appreciative for all of his insight and wisdom over the time that we have. This is our, like, second-to-last interview, Marty. We're like, da-da-da-da-da-da, right up against it. But I definitely want you in the last week, so we're going to make sure that you're on next week, unless you're going to, like, Israel and you didn't tell me, then you'll have to let me know.
I canceled that trip so I could be with you, David.
That is what I love. That is true friendship right there. I do want people to know to get in touch with Marty, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, theretirementprofessor.com. Marty,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Looking at the world and I'm like going, if I don't watch the financial channels and the news, and I just watch reruns of Green Acres, I'm fine. I have no problem. I'm just looking for the phone on top of the pole. But other than that, talk
to me. It is pretty crazy out there, David. And, today was another one of those days where the Dow Jones set another all-time record high and, shot up, this is what's called earnings season, so all the publicly traded companies have to report their earnings and profits, and that's going on this week. And it's been good. I mean, the numbers have come in better than expected in many cases, and that's driven the appetite up again for stock assets. So we're seeing the indexes continue to perform well, and for the moment, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. David, I did want to talk about something. I had a gentleman in today, a husband and wife, radio listeners of yours that love you and love your show, and we were talking about their financial planning situation. They have four boys and 7, 5, 3, and 1. So they crank out a boy child every 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But what was important is we were talking about a variety of things, and I asked a question, which is a hard one for moms and dads to think about, but I did say and ask. So let me ask this, is that if, Lord forbid, something happened to both of you, mom and dad, you went out for date night and, God forbid, didn't ever come home, what provisions have you made for these boys, in terms of guardianship issues? And it began a conversation around that topic, and of course it's a difficult one to talk about, but on the other hand, if parents don't make this decision for who they would want to raise their kids in their absence if they were to die prematurely and unexpectedly, then the state of California is going to step in and make that decision for them. And so this whole issue of guardianship for minor children really becomes, an important part of the estate planning conversation. While those kids are minors, moms and dads need to take that responsibility. And David, I think about, I know you've got, the grandbabies now, and, I hope mom and dad have made those provisions. It's unlikely and improbable, and certainly we hope and pray that nothing like that ever happens. But if it did, you'd want to have your wishes carried through in terms of who would raise those kids and where, who would those people be? Do they share your values? Do they share your faith? And if you don't make that decision, the state will make it for you. So a really important conversation for moms and dads.
I'm glad you brought that up. So at what age do parents begin that planning process? Because they really do, if you think that through, they really do have to pick, that sub-parental group that will carry on their heart and their mind, because it's not that everything the state has ever done is wrong or everything the feds do is wrong, but these are areas that the last thing you want is any kind of bureaucracy in determining, how a child should be raised. Just the very last thing in all the universe, especially when it doesn't adhere to the wishes of the parents.
David, that's so true. And the other problem is that if it goes to a probate court and, say, several family members raise their hand for this, say, the aunts or uncles or, brothers, sisters, And then it can really create a contentiousness within families because, you know, each one may think, well, they would have wanted me to raise their kids in their absence. And the other, you know, sister says, no, you know, my brother told me if he died, he wanted me to raise the kids. And then the court's got to make this very tough decision, and it can really create some difficulty within families. And you know what, David, I hate to say this, but the ugly truth is that sometimes, you know, if there's proceeds and finances involved or a life insurance policy that's to be used for those kids, you know, sometimes you're talking about pretty good sums of money that can come in the door. And all of a sudden, you know, aunts and uncles, come out of the woodwork to raise their hand for this job. So it can be very divisive if moms and dads don't, you know, point the finger to the people that they would really want to do this job.
You know, what is the vehicle then, Marty, that people should utilize? Can they utilize a life insurance policy to also address guardianship?
Not typically, David. So what would happen is it's a separate document, and it is called a guardianship document. It is very often it's part of a will where this document would be included. But even if you didn't have a will, you can have a separate guardianship document that, you know, is pretty easy to put together, and you get it notarized, and it would serve as, you know, your notice to the probate court that these are the wishes of the parents. So there has to be some written documentation. The life insurance policy, the beneficiary of that policy would be either the trust or a guardian on behalf of the kids, but you'd want to be clear that these proceeds were to be used for the benefit of those kids. And this is where, David, the living trust really comes in, because you could then say things like, well, at 18, you know, you can distribute, you know, 20% of the estate to the kids if they're attending school. Or, you know, you can get very specific with how this is to be paid out, and you can really spread it out over, you know, age 22, age 25, age 30, and they get a portion as they go through time, and hopefully get a little more responsible, a little more mature, because you don't want to hand an 18-year-old a, you know, $200,000 life insurance policy at that age. And then you get into issues of substance and addiction, and you know, the document can mandate that there would be drug testing if there had been some substance issues in a family. So, you know, God willing, those things are not the case, but it does point to the fact that these issues are important issues for moms and dads to talk about and to get good counsel on. But at the very, very least, you want to have that guardianship document in place so that the court would know what the parents' wishes are in terms of raising minor children.
Is there the reservation to do stuff like that, the reality that if the Lord tarries, you got to face your mortality, and that is an uncomfortable subject for a lot of people?
It is. I think that is part of it. I'll tell you another thing that is part of it is sometimes moms and dads don't necessarily agree on this. And, you know, mom thinks it should be somebody and dad thinks it should be somebody else. And so rather than, you know, have a mom and dad argument, they just kind of put it to the side and do nothing. And that's the worst thing to do. I always encourage people, you know, even if you don't have full agreement, put somebody down on this document, because it can always be changed. It is not irrevocable. But again, better to have one of your wishes met than neither of your wishes met, and have the state come in and make the decision for you. So, you know, literally, David, if there's nobody down, these kids could wind up in foster care for a period of time while the probate court is trying to make this decision. And so these issues really become important for families. And it is tough stuff, because it points to our own mortality. Sometimes there's not agreement within households on these issues. And you have to think through this very, very carefully. I mean, sometimes people say, well, you know, grandma and grandpa raised the kids. But, you know, maybe grandma and grandpa are 75 or 80 years of age and don't want to be hanging out at a high school football game, you know. And so you have to think carefully about location, geography, age, values, faith, and then prayerfully consider that and do the very best you can.
Is a living will the best type of document to exercise all of these things, the guardianship, you know, how the disbursements, the, you know, the educational preferences, the parents' overall preferences? Is that the best vehicle for people to use?
Absolutely. The living trust, David, the revocable living trust. And usually as part of that full estate plan, it will also include the will and the document for the raising of the kids. So you'd have the guardianship issue would be part of the will, and then the living trust would be the document that that would determine future payouts and ages and percentages. And you get to name a successor trustee in that trust. So if mom and dad were gone, the trust would appoint the individual that would oversee those financial decisions for future disbursements. And that would obviously be somebody that, you know, was somebody you trusted to carry out the terms of your trust document. And that person has a legal and fiduciary responsibility to see that the terms of that document are carried out to the letter of the law.
And they can get all of this if they come together, meet with you, and look at you and go, what do I got to do? Right? I mean, that's pretty much how they can get to that point to find out, right? Doesn't cost them anything to meet with you to figure that out and ask that question, does it?
It does not, and hope they'll take advantage of that. I do want to say one thing to be clear. The documents itself typically would have to be written by an estate planning attorney, but I'm pretty conversant on the issues in terms of, you know, what those conversations should look like with that attorney and what documents would be important, and then I can refer them to estate planning attorneys that I've worked with that I know do a terrific job in that area. So, but the actual preparation of the will and the trust is not something I personally do.
Right, but you help and assist in coordinating, and it's not like you don't know people.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying. I mean, you probably know more people in the financial realm than, well, I wouldn't say Uncle Sam, but that's pretty close. All right, good job, Marty. Another excellent job. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-700-100. Is that funny? 1-800-727-7526. You can tell I'm getting older. TheRetirementProfessor.com, our very, very good friend, Marty Schneider. I hope you have a fantastic week this week, Marty.
You as well, David. God bless you, brother. We'll talk to you next week, and stay cool today.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian Resistance.
Join the Christian Resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on KPRZ weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
For over four decades, Pastor Sanders has been reaching millions worldwide with his informative, powerful, truthful scripture and liberty program. Check out how to participate live on air at kprz.com. Meanwhile, listen pre-recorded weeknights at 10.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian Resistance.
Join the Christian Resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on KPRZ weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X on AM 1210 KPRZ.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, copyright protect, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. So we had somebody stop by that wanted to come in and say hi, and I'm very sorry I wasn't able to do that for you. Just we had Sam here, and we knew we were right at 3:30 going to have Marty on the phone, so we kind of knew that the schedule was a little full, so I apologize that I was not able to break away and say hi, but I just wanted to say hi to you. Maybe you're listening. Hi! You know, sorry I didn't get a chance to meet with you. All right, great job by Marty. Great job by Sam. And that's going to be the last interview that I have with Sam. So that's a sad, it's a little sad, but it's also like rejoicing at the same time. You know, he's just, he's been a great blessing for KPRZ, for the people here, and for the people that he's worked with. He's been a great blessing for me and my family, and we appreciate that. And as well, Marty, we're going to do that same thing with Marty, and we're going to do something very similar that we're going to have with Russell Shubin. So it's like all these things are like the culmination of them, and so it's going to be a fascinating last few days, I am sure. So we have had the opportunity to talk to Sam about real estate and Marty about finances and making sure that you get a guardianship document in place, which having my son and daughter-in-law and having their son and then having my daughter and son-in-law and their two kids, it's just like, yeah, that's really, really important stuff. And we really want to take care of it. And if you have any questions, get in touch with Marty on stuff like that. He'll be glad to meet with you for free and help you plan out some things. He's helped my wife and I tremendously. All right, let's close out with a Facebook post called How to Be a Different Christian. Now, I'm not saying any of this to make anybody feel guilty. Guilty, guilty. When you should feel guilty is when you don't make your son his favorite meal once a week. And that's what I used to tell my mom. She didn't buy it either. Anyway, how to be a different Christian has much more to do with something that you're looking for to infuse into your walk. Some people get into this point within the framework of their faith, and it's not that God is dull, because if you met a Martian, you'd never think the Martian is dull, but we kind of dry up a little. So 1 Samuel 10:6 has a very, it's a fascinating passage, but to jump off it is a lot of fun. The Spirit of the Lord will control you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be transformed into a different person. The Spirit of the Lord, that's the Holy Spirit that is in us and that comes upon us. There are many that believe that the Holy Spirit in us has to do with the character of Jesus Christ being worked into our lives, and then the Holy Spirit on us has to do with external ministry, things that are taking place in that nature, which is why the Holy Spirit fell upon them for the purpose of witnessing in Acts chapter 2. Regardless of how you're going to line up your theology, it certainly seems to be that the infusion or the filling or the touch or the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit is nothing short of helpful for every believer. We're not talking, it's a second act of this, and it's a, I'm not talking about any of that. I don't even want to discuss that. Wherever you're at, you can't tell me you are just so yielded to the Holy Spirit that you exactly reflect Jesus Christ. And until you tell me that, you need more. The Holy Spirit is supposed to control us. He's supposed to lead us, influence us, guide us. And here, in 1 Samuel 10:6, the Spirit of the Lord will control you. That's leading, influencing, guiding, directing. Good.
and you will be transformed. The word transformed means changed, renovated. You know what a house renovation is? Well, you got a house. It's your body. It needs a little renovation. Rejuvenation. Now, my wife and I really like that word. To rejuvenate. That's just like, we needed that at a very particular time. We moved into an apartment. The name of the apartment was Rejuvenate. It was like, okay, here we go. The Lord is on the case. And through the Holy Spirit, you know, it says you'll be transformed into a different person. You and I can be different. You know, it's almost like a newness or a freshness. Some of you have need to be born again for the first time. The majority need just a little bit of renewal. You don't have to be born again, again, and again, and again. But you have to have a little bit of freshening. Every once in a while, you got to step in the shower, my friend, and let the water sprinkle on top of you. Trust me, there's other people that think that. How to be a different Christian. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit's trying to teach you. Just, you don't have to be wacky about it. Be led by the Lord. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Keeping it simple, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.